This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you an exclusive interview with Lou Catino, nutritionist and wellness champion, on the role of Poshan Pakhwada to combat malnutrition and promote healthy lifestyle. Interviewer is Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor.
I'm joined by Luke Catino, who is known for his holistic practices, integrative and lifestyle medicine, inspiring lifestyle and preventive healthcare. He is a founder of YouCare Wellness Program, which is on an ethical wellness platform. His mantra is on the basis of five pillars of integrated lifestyle program, which we will come to once we go into detail on the discussion. And he is a lifestyle ambassador for Fit India movement. Luke, it's good to have you on the program.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Could you tell us what your role is as a lifestyle ambassador for the Fit India movement, judging by the fact that majority of Indians are having issues with obesity and other diet-related issues?
Our Prime Minister Modi ji's vision for the Fit India movement is to inculcate awareness across the country, from urban cities to the remotest villages of our country. His approach is very holistic. It's not just about exercise. It's not just about treating a disease. It's about investing in the prevention of a disease or a challenge like obesity, diabetes, and pre-diabetes. Our Prime Minister's vision is based on simplicity. Heal in India, made in India. We have everything in our country to help us prevent and to help us heal. And he wants us to look at vocal for local, where we can use our food, which is grown locally in our own country, as a powerful medicine when it comes to nutrition. So the Fit India movement looks at exercise and movement. It looks at nutrition, which is simple, basic, and based on our Indian local foods. It looks at India sleeping deeper as a country, as sleep is recognized as a powerful natural medicine. And it also looks at us improving our mental and our emotional health through yoga, pranayam, spirituality, and our traditional cultures, because stress is one of the biggest causes of disease, obesity, and diabetes today. So this is the vision of our Prime Minister, and it becomes our vision to uphold what our Prime Minister has asked us to educate and create awareness across our country.
So I understand, Luke, that this is based on five pillars of the Integrative Lifestyle Program. You mentioned cellular nutrition, adequate exercise, quality sleep, emotional detox, and the spirit. So you've already mentioned exercise, but an emotional detox by talking about stress, which the average Indian does face to a great extent. But you've also mentioned about cellular nutrition and the spirit. What do they mean apart from quality sleep?
See, cellular nutrition, today the country is confused because we have an overload of content on social media. People are more confused. So they will Google, for example, 10 foods to grow hair, 10 foods to fight obesity. And they get just the basics. The human body requires nutrition that can be absorbed. So when we look at our own traditional combinations like haldi and black pepper, now that becomes cellular nutrition, because the black pepper allows the turmeric and the effects of it to be absorbed into our cells. Combinations of foods are extremely important, like in traditional India and like scientifically in modern India and in the modern world today. So cellular nutrition means you and me are both different people. What suits you may not suit me. What may work for your diabetes and obesity may not work for mine. So it's a very individualized approach, and it requires mindfulness. And that's why we stick to the basic foods and combinations, like in our ghar ka khana, a rajma rice, a chole rice, a roti and paneer with vegetables on the side. These combinations are very powerful, because another big gap that we have in India is the protein gap. There is a deficiency in protein, but we need to understand, when I take a rajma and I mix it with a rice, it becomes a complete vegetarian protein. So cellular nutrition is observing all of these minute details of combinations so that our bodies can absorb the nutrients at a cellular level. Unlike junk food — I should not call junk food food because it's not food, it's junk — or ultra processed, technically the body doesn't absorb it because it's mostly sugar, it's mostly fat, it's mostly artificial ingredients and chemicals which are causing toxins in our body and leading to obesity. Now, when we come to the spirit, it's exactly what our Prime Minister keeps talking about. We are bound by spirituality, how we take responsibility for our life, how we use spirituality to accept, to let go, to surrender, to do the right thing, to say the right thing, to treat our bodies like they're gifts So spirituality and religion are two very, very different things. Spirituality means we will respect the food that we eat. It means that we will use nature, because we are all parts of nature, to help us heal. Where we need allopathy, we will take allopathy. But too many Indians and too many of us have distanced ourselves from nature. The sooner we come back to nature, the more natural our lives become and the more the healing ability of our body is enhanced.
Luke, could you tell us about why the Poshan Pakhwada is so important as a program that targets women and children? We talked about obesity and diabetics, but how do you see the Poshan Tracker under the Poshan Pakhwada scheme helping the people of India?
It is one of the most brilliant moves made by our government and, of course, driven by our Honorable Prime Minister, because malnutrition amongst children, babies, young girls, women, and in their state of pregnancy has always been a very, very big issue in our country, with a lack of awareness and, two, lack of the availability of the right foods. So with this program, it has brought awareness to women, women who will become pregnant, when they're feeding, the first 1,000 days of their child, when they're born. And this beautiful program I have personally witnessed has used AI, it has used technology to track the mother, to track the child even 1,000 days after birth, to make sure that each of these mothers have the availability of the right food according to their requirements. So using technology, using the digital world, and then using, you know, volunteers who have been trained, teachers who have been trained on how to look after these women and these children with malnutrition has filled a very, very large gap in our country. Awareness, science, technology, and fixing the gap with the provision of that food.
Poshan Pakhwada 2025, which is now into its seventh edition, and April 8 to 22 is the time period within which this is obviously gained a lot of attention. It also speaks about anemia and stunt growth in children. And you, of course, mentioned about malnutrition and infant nutrition as well. What about children? Once they've crossed that 1,000 days, how do you prevent anemia in children and women and stunt growth, which is obviously over a longer period of time?
And this program is also teaching young mothers about nutrition. So they will be educated what to feed their children after 1,000 days as well. The iron-rich foods, our Prime Minister has spoken about superfoods in our country, moringa being one of them, which is drumstick, which is very, very high in iron. And that is being taught across villages, the Anganwadis in our own country, which is easily available to incorporate it in their rotis, in their millets, and everything else. We move to a millet diet, which also has some amount of iron, so our own local foods will be able to sort this problem. The problem was never a lack of food. The problem was a lack of awareness. And I think this whole beautiful system has brought everything together. So anemia will always be fixed with the right amount of iron-rich foods and vitamin C, which is found in our local, again, one of our Prime Minister's favorite superfoods, which he talks about, which is the amla, the Indian gooseberry. Now, when it comes to stunted growth, we are now recognizing the importance of vitamin D and the deficiency that results that can cause a stunt in growth, as well as what I mentioned earlier, the protein gap. So now young women are learning how to increase protein in their diet, how to make a balanced Indian plate that has carbohydrates, proteins, and fats, which will help with growth, as well as looking at D3 deficiencies, which if caught early, that stunted growth can be solved. So it's a game of awareness, and it's a game of constantly filling these gaps with awareness and the provision of food based on our staples which are available.
So you speak about this knowledge gap. You mentioned about nutrition. Then you also have the concept of dietetics. How do you combine these beneficial food and drink items into localized diet? How do you customize it based on ethnicity and regions because of the diversity all across the country?
The cultural way that people have eaten. Because in North India, there will be certain ingredients and plants and legumes that grow and grains which are paired naturally to form a complete protein. On the Western coast, we will have a different set of ingredients growing in the South and in the East as well. So we do not have to take a whole Indianized approach and tell everyone to eat the same way. That is why the vocal for local becomes extremely important. In every village, in every ethnic state, we can use what is growing to provide sufficient amount of protein and sufficient amount of iron and nutrition in their food. Where there is a protein gap because of maybe a medical issue, that is where protein powders, which are now being approved medically for young children, will now be used in these villages to help overcome the protein gap for people who may not be able to absorb protein the right way, or who may have medical issues like gut issues where they cannot absorb protein the right way. So the health of these children are being constantly monitored. And the awareness of teaching mothers how to identify that this is a deficiency and immediately take help from your doctor or from the people who are helping you.
Could you also tell us something about exercise? Because we have focused a great deal on nutrition and a balanced diet. Are you focusing on calisthenics when you talk about exercises, or is it more advanced into other forms of bodybuilding?
Today, when we're still looking from villages to modern living, if people in the villages just continue to do what they've done, it's the best exercise. Like, I'm going to talk on two bases: cleaning your own home, swabbing your floor. These are great exercises. Being active, going and doing your own shopping, climbing up the stairs. These are great activities for people who don't have the money to join a gym or don't have the time to take a personal trainer. For everyone else, India has a beautiful culture of using their own body weight. We have Hindu push-ups, we have push-ups, we have pull-ups, we have so many different exercises in our own country where we don't have to spend 1 rupee to enter a gym or to buy equipment. That is, like you rightly said, calisthenics, where we use our own body weight. And then we can encourage people to join fitness classes. We encourage people to incorporate yoga, because yoga will not just make you strong, it also helps you with your mental health and emotional health, your breath, your heart. And when done the right way with the right intensity, it can also challenge muscle. So our country has so many different ways of doing exercise, performing exercise. It's never about 1 hour. It's about even 20 minutes. But consistency is the magic word.
So is that why we have this theme called lifestyle? I mean, this has to be incorporated into your everyday life on a consistent basis so that the results are there in the short to medium term, but it'll be the benefits can be enjoyed long term as well.
Absolutely. Like brushing our teeth, we will never forget to brush our teeth. That's what we need to now do with exercise, sleep, and emotional wellness. A little bit every day, it becomes a habit. It becomes your lifestyle. And these small seeds that we plant, they have such amazing benefits that we reap now and in the future. Even if we fall sick, we recover better because our fundamentals are right. It's better than doing 2 days of a heavy workout in the gym and then not working out for 1 week after that. So small wins, consistently done. Everything I spoke about does not cost money except the food aspect, where you need to buy food. Everything else, with sleep, pranayam, meditation, spending time in nature, spending time with family, and exercise, can be absolutely free without any expense from our pocket.
Luke, finally, a word about obesity again, because this is a problem being faced by the youth today, and parents are struggling with not only with their own obesity, but with the children's obesity as well. How do you wean children away from sugary foods easily available in the market that they have a craving for, and their complete lethargy when it comes to exercise and playing sport?
So number one, the reason why children who are usually naturally active and they start to get lethargic in life is because they start eating the wrong fuel, which is sugar, like you rightly said. Now, we cannot, and we have to admit this as a country, and we need to rise to the fact that motivational talks on telling a child to eat well and exercise will fail. The problem lies in the changes that the government has to rapidly work on. The amount of junk in our country, ultra processed, which is not regulated, the amount of adulterated food in our country that is causing harm, hormonal imbalances and obesity, and a lot of awareness about screen time and social media. There is no way you can tell a child not to eat junk when they are surrounded by junk all the time. The policies have to extend to our schools, where principals and owners of schools take a stand to make it a no junk policy school. Many schools in our country have already done it. Why have the other schools not done that yet? You cannot bring a child into a learning environment and tell them not to eat junk when junk is available. So there are many changes that we have to make top down. Government policies, we have to start looking at healthy, correct labeling on the products, food products, everything has to be regulated. And only then can we actually create an environment.
Thank you so much, Luke. Luke Coutinho with us on Akashvani.
Thank you so much.
You are listening to an exclusive interview with Lou Catino, nutritionist and wellness champion, on the role of Poshan Pakhwada to combat malnutrition and promote healthy lifestyle. The interviewer was Arjun Ray Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashwani.